day in the life of the branch. Look out. When you move forward, be watching. Welcome to a new month, a new start, a new month of life. Christ offers us relief from all our burdens in September, and here we are. Welcome. I'm Richard McWhite, pastor of Reds Branch Baptist Church. We want you to claim this special offer today to accept Him as your Savior and Lord and seek relief from the burdens that you're bearing. We're excited to be the light of Jesus here in our neighborhood, our city, our state, nation, and the world. Reds Branch Baptist Church is located at 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, just a short distance down from the AGY Manufacturing Corporation. Turn on the Reds Branch Road and go a mile and a quarter, and you'll see the church. Stop and experience our life. Here at the branch, we're excited about Bible study at 9:30 each Sunday and also 10:30 worship here in the sanctuary as we gather to worship and praise Jesus every Sunday. We look forward to seeing you one Sunday. On Wednesday night, if you need a pick-me-up on Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we offer a service for praise, prayer, music, and Bible study. Come and join us on Wednesday night to recharge your battery in faith in Jesus. Adults will stay in the worship center. We have children's branchites 15-4 in our educational building. So look forward to seeing you there. Reach out to us on our email at redsbranchaiken@gmail.com. Again, that is redsbranchaiken@gmail.com. We appreciate all of those who listen today. May God bless you this month of September 2025 as Christ relieves your burdens through Him. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you carry us in your arms each day. You are our sovereign Lord, and you rescue us from the death of this life to the next. Father, I praise your name, and I summon your might, O God, to have its display in the people's lives today. Save us, O God, from the floodwaters that are up to our necks. Rescue me from the mud that is holding me under. Father, give me a portion of your blessing today so that I can indeed share with others that blessing. And Father, I ask that you'll console me with your comfort and your care as we seek to release the burdens of life through your Son, Jesus the Christ, the Savior, the living God, we pray. As we look into God's Word, we've been in the study of Joshua. We've seen how Joshua has taken over from Moses in leadership, which had to be a hard-to-follow act, surely. I've known people and served in different positions in the church and elsewhere. When they've got through with their term, either or they passed away, someone was elected or drafted to fill their position. And it was always difficult in those cases where especially the teacher was very much loved and respected and did everything just right and did it one way. And then the other person comes in and lots of times they will try to do something different and it's not accepted real well. Or they will try to follow in the footsteps and do things like the previous teacher did, and it never is quite the same to some. But can you imagine the awesome task to take over the leadership of 3 and 4 million people that are wandering around with no fixed dwelling places? It is like the homeless population in several states that number that much. It is very difficult to minister to the homeless because it's just so random and fluid, and they're everywhere, and that's a sad state of our country. But moving forward in faith, today's title, we look to Joshua chapter 10. Now, Joshua chapter 10, you have the Joshua has come and they bought the Battle of Jericho. They have conquered finally the city of Ai after a humiliating defeat in chapter 7. In chapter 8, they conquer that city and then they move on through. And they now have a couple wins under their belt. And when you get a couple wins under the belt, sometimes you may become complacent. You may not understand what God's original directive was, that you're to go and take the land or take the problem or solve the issue or build the relationship or encourage people to release their anger, release their habit, release their hurt, and release their burden to Jesus. From time to time, I get calls from people, sometimes even my family, that certain things have happened. This past week, it just so happened that my son-in-law called and said, "Dad," and when he says "Dad," I know something bad's happened, okay? "Dad, the car has stopped working." And I said, "Oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry to hear that." And he told me some of the things. I'm going to have it towed, and I've suggested a few good, reputable mechanics here in the Aiken, South Carolina area. So they towed it over. But things like that come along. And my daughter said, "I just can't seem to get a break." And I said, "Well, let's turn to God and ask Him to give you that break you need and to learn to have patience, persistence, and also a thought process is instead of turning to the mechanic first, turn to God first." So these are the things that these people, Joshua Day, was having trouble because they had five kings that were going to attack them. Now, it's like the Pentagon on steroids. Now, they're going to come at you in all directions. And we see the story in verse 10, chapter 10 of Joshua. And we've seen a move from victory and defeat in the life of Israel, pointing the high of Jericho and the low of Ai, to repentance and even to compromise with Gibeon. Israel would continue to move forward. Joshua led them in both southern and northern campaigns of miracle conquest, a military conquest. The battles were to purify the land which the Israelites were inhabiting. God had repeatedly told Israel not to be involved with the peoples of the land. Thus the battles ensued. And back in Leviticus 18 gives us further insight to the destruction of these people. God names the nations and declares that they are defiling the land. Left unchecked, they would infect the Israelites and ruin the land. That the fall of Sodom and Gomorrah, as well as Sihon and Og, were opportunities for pagan nations to repent. When they see these nations in the pagan sense being defeated, there was a word from God to say, "Repent and follow me, and you will not suffer the same fate. It is the same today. If we do not repent and follow the Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, we shall be destroyed or judged at the final judging. Remember, too, that the same God orders judgment on the nations is the loving Father who sent His own Son to the cross that we might receive the message of salvation. God cannot allow sin, which destroys people, to go on without judgment. Have you known people that have been caught up with a habit? They've been caught up with a habit that sometimes they'll have spotlights of grace, and then the next day they're in the valley of habit again. And God doesn't want people to live in the valley of habit. He wants them to live on the mountaintop where they can look above their habit to what is forward and moving in faith. Joshua was to continue relentlessly taking the land, and we Christians are also to move forward in faith. And that's thus the title of today's message. Our churches are not to be content to sit back and do business as usual. We cannot rest on the past victories. or be paralyzed by the past defeats. Oh my goodness, that's a sermon in itself. We got churches that living in the past and on their victories, and then some are living in their past on their defeats. That they have a defeatist attitude. I hear this sometimes, that we're getting old and we can't do anything, and that is a straight lie from Satan. Because no matter if we're old, we can think. No matter if we can't think, we can do. No matter if we can't speak well, we can text well, or post Facebook post well, or we can call and do well, and we can do several things. We might could write a note of care to someone who needs a note of care. We are in move forward in faith, not only corporately, but personally as the body of Christ. But how does that happen? How does this happen? Just as Joshua had taught us, the strategy for victory and solution of repentance, he now teaches us how to move faithful and forward in faith. Joshua was at Gilgal. The backstory here is Joshua was in Gilgal in the land of Gibeon. While there, five neighboring kings formed an alliance to attack Israel. And we see this in verse 5, reading this. So the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon, gathered together and went up, they with all their armies, and camped at Gibeon, and fought against it. Now, notice that Joshua, being the shrewd military commander he was, he took the high ground in Gibeon. That was a high ground in the area. So they had already staged themselves for victory. Or should I say, God had already led them there for victory. So here we are. The kings formed the alliance there in verse 5. And persistent prayer, verses 6 through 8. The Gibeonites then sent word to Joshua in the camp of Gilgal, "Do not abandon your servants. Come up with us quickly and help us. Help us, because all the Amorite kings from the hill country have joined forces against us." So Joshua marched from Gilgal with his entire army, including all the best fighting men. The Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them. I will give you them into your hand. Not one of them will be able to withstand you." And this is a marvelous story coming up. I hope you'll stay tuned. Joshua was again at Gilgal, the place of prayer, the place where God had given him directions and plans. Joshua had learned that he must proceed with the direction of God. Do you have a place for receiving direction from God? Think about it. Where is your place? It should be a happy place. Find a happy place where you and God can commune. It may be in early morning. It may be at noon. It may be at an afternoon. Maybe even at night. I find it best probably to start in the morning and commune with God there before the busyness gets involved with your life. Or as my brother-in-law says, before the crazies come out. And so get in that place where you can seek directions. And Joshua had that place at Gilgal where he sought directions and plans from the Lord, not his own. Because Joshua's humility and willingness to seek God's counsel, God assured Israel that they would have victory over the five kings. And he, God, today can assure us that our burdens will be lifted if we trust in his Son, Jesus Christ. Stay tuned. In a few minutes, we'll share with you how to claim Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. Christians and churches will move forward in faith when they recognize the need for serious prayer and petition to God. He has promised his blessings to those who seek his face. Look at verse 9 in chapter 10. After an all-night march from Gilgal, Joshua took them by surprise. God will take your whatever, your five habits, your five hurts, your five hang-ups. He'll take them by surprise if you'll let him. If you'll let him. Have you ever been surprised what God has done in your world? I hope that you have those surprise moments where God showed up. He showed up and showed out in your life. And I think you need to not only remember those, I think you need to write them down. In fact, in our church, we have a card that we have out here. And the top of that card, it says praise reports. And I always mention that because I want to hear what God is doing in the life of our people. I want to praise God too. I want a hallelujah moment with our people. And I think if do that, send me a praise of what's going on in your world. Send it to regbranchaiken@gmail.com. Again, that's regbranchaiken@gmail.com. I'd love to hear what God's show up moment in your life is. So he took them by surprise. This was not a simply matter of prayer. It was following the petition. Joshua was on the move all night long. No army at that time had moved during the night. You know, most battles and all battles were fought during the daytime. But that's what I think surprised, because Joshua would move in at night and they didn't see, or they were asleep, they didn't see or hear them coming. And God is like that. He can come even while we're asleep. He expends tremendous effort. He avoided the pitfall of attempting this on his own strength by spending time with God. Have you ever done things on your own strength and fallen flat of your face? He's tripped up on something that came up, a phone call, a bad news, a harsh word, an unkind feeling, or something you looked at on the internet, or something you said and wished you didn't say. It trips you up. So you need to be with God and let him move you forward in faith and release the burdens that you're carrying. Joshua also realized that he could not sit back and wait for things to happen. God will help you conquer and help you move forward, but you just can't sit and think it's going to happen. Sometimes people will wish somebody would do something, but aren't willing to do anything themselves. That's kind of selfish. If we need something done and we see it needs to be done, we need to do the best of our ability to get it done. And God will provide that. Victory for believers come when we depend on God in prayer and then prepare ourselves and extend the effort. Listen, extend the effort. This provided power was seen in verses 12 through 14. Then Joshua spoke to the Lord on the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the sons of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, O sun, stand still at Gibeon, and O moon in the valley of Argeron. So the sun stood still and the moon stopped until the nations avenged themselves of their enemies. It is not written in the book of Joshua. And the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. There was no day like that before or after when the Lord listened to the voice of man, for the Lord fought for Israel. What do you need in your life for God to fight for? Joshua was running out of daylight, and God intervened to lengthen the day and shorten the night because the people of God followed his plan. If God is for us, who can stand against us? The God who fought for Israel enables us to face all that comes our way. By his power, we are, as Romans 8:37 says, in his name, we are more than conquerors, that is in Christ Jesus. So today, I would like you to know this Jesus, this conquering Lord and Savior, as your personal Savior and Lord. We would love for you to make a decision to say, I'm going to move forward in faith. If you've never really accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior, would you do that right now? Do not delay or put it off. If you'd like to receive Christ by faith and move forward, pray this simple prayer in your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose again from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Savior and Lord. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, let me be the first to welcome you to a burden-relieving day. Jesus has washed it all away. Hey, we'd like to know of this wonderful decision. If you go to RidgeBranch.org on the landing page and fill out that form regarding your decision, or send us an email at RidgeBranchAiken@gmail.com, at RidgeBranchAiken@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love for you to send a note to us about the praises, the things God's doing in your life. Or perhaps you have a prayer need that you'd like to share with us. If you want to mail it to us, you can use the following address: Ridge Branch Baptist Church, 390 Ridge Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Again, that address is Ridge Branch Baptist Church, 390 Ridge Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. From all of us here at Ridge Branch, we want you to move forward in Christ, and may God help you and give you plans to do that in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening.